You are listening to Parenting with Vanessa Colon on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Do you have a child who doesn't listen or tunes you out? Is a teacher telling you that your child may need extra support? Does your son or daughter have a hard time having successful interactions with peers? Do you feel overwhelmed and concerned about the well-being of your family and/or development of your child? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone. Vanessa Colon is a family interventionist, bringing 20 years of hands-on experience working with children who have learning and behavioral challenges in the home and at school. Vanessa is here now to answer your questions on how to parent with a difficult child. So get on the phone and call us now at 1-800-ABC-KABC. That's 1-800-222-5222. 1-800-222-5222. And now, Vanessa Colon.
Good evening. And you are listening to Parenting with Vanessa Colon. We have back is Tevay Atkins, the youngest certified yoga instructor in America.
Hi.
With his, Sahel's mother. And we have a new visitor, his grandfather, Babajun.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Good. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Sahel and her story with cancer. And what you guys probably don't know, or maybe you have if you've heard of their story already, is that Tebay and Sahel have already been on The Rad Live Show, ABC World News, ESPN, The Yoga Journal, The Doctor Show, Headline America, and The Good Morning America, which I don't know if I already said.
Yeah. CNN.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't thinking CNN. Did I miss anything else? I know he's been written up, too, in a lot of different newspapers, which is awesome. And can I just tell you that I was your first teacher with Yaz Yoga, so that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
What, 3 years ago?
When
you
were
8 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Who knew this is where you'd be and where we would be right now? So I know last time we talked about how it was and how it felt to be the youngest certified yoga instructor in America, but what I feel like we missed is really the story behind how this all came about, right? And so I really want to talk to you about your the process that you went through and how you talked to Tebay about cancer, because I really feel like you're not alone. There are so many people out there. And how do we talk about cancer? So can you just give me a little bit of background? Like, just what were your signs when you first were diagnosed and all
everything?
That? Yeah, just there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, and, well, so I was misdiagnosed for about 8 months. And the cancer I had was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I only had a 30% survival rate.
Okay.
So very happy I'm here. I made it. And it was really hard because, you know, Tebay was 6 years old at the time. And although his dad and I were very close, I was still a single mom. And it was, that's all I was thinking, you know, I'm Tebay's everything and he's my everything. And really all I kept thinking about was Tebay, how he's going to feel, what's going to happen to him if something happens to me. And we were together 24 hours a day. I never even had a babysitter for him once in his life.
Wow.
So it was really overwhelming. And
how old were you?
I was 32.
And then how long were the symptoms going on before you were diagnosed?
I thought it was a cold. So let's backtrack 8 months before I was diagnosed. First, it was, you know, like a typical cold symptom, you know, sneezing, coughing, sore throat, and runny nose, just everything you have when you have a cold. And so my parents came to visit us. We had just moved to Clovis, we were just there for a few weeks. And my dad says, "You've been having this, you know, happen for a few weeks now, or a month. You know, let's go get it checked out." And I said, "No, it's fine. I'll be okay." And we went to the doctors, and he said, "Okay, here's some antibiotics. You have a cold." Then fast forward another month or two, and I'm not getting better. And I'm just getting worse. My back is hurting. I'm tired. Like, my energy's really low. And he said, "You've got bronchitis. Here's more antibiotics." And I was like, this is just weird, because I'm one person. I'm the kind of person that I don't like to take any kind of medication. So if I do have to, halfway through my antibiotics, I'll get better. So now this is like three or four,
right,
you know, times that I've had it and nothing has worked and I'm getting worse. And I became very, very weak. And he kept saying, "I have an ear infection. I have everything but cancer." And, you know, he's my doctor, so I'm just trusting what he's saying. And then in 1 month, I lost 19 pounds. So I went down to 100 pounds in a month. I was having night sweats, which I had never had, and that was the biggest thing for me. And my neck kept getting, like, bigger and bigger. And he said, oh, it's thyroid. Well, you know, that's not a big deal. We'll deal with it. And I was like, this is just so bizarre. So it got to a point where I was choking just on having, like, a sip of water. It was really bad. And I couldn't get up. I couldn't get out of bed. I was exhausted. I was weak.
And at this time, were you only seeing one doctor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just, you know, I didn't know this had never happened.
No, of course. You don't know what
you don't know.
Yeah,
he's a doctor.
You'll know exactly what. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I totally understand that.
And so it was April 20th, 2012, my mom's birthday, when I was diagnosed. And that was because we kept pushing and pushing. And then I actually Googled my symptoms myself, and I showed that I had 6 out of 8 symptoms out of this cancer that I'd never heard of. So I took it to him, and I said, hey, just do a test just to eliminate this. And he looked at me, and he laughed, and he said, huh, you're young, you're healthy, you don't have cancer, get out of here. And I thought, whoa, like, have I lost my mind?
And this was after the 19 pounds.
Yes.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. Right. And so anyways, my mom was like pushing for it, like, no, there's something wrong with my daughter. This is not right. And then finally we got the we found out that I had the cancer, and I had gone to the emergency room that night, even though that doctor just called me over the phone to tell me the news and said to wait, till the following week, until an oncologist called me. And I was like, a what? I didn't even know what a dermatologist was, let alone an oncologist, right. Seriously. And so they had done my first biopsy, and they said that I wouldn't have made it that next morning had I not come in, because the tumors were the size of softballs now on my neck, I was choking so much. And anyway, so I started a really intense chemo right away, and I lost all my hair, my eyelashes, my eyebrows. I couldn't walk, and it was bad, and I couldn't be around him. He couldn't come to the hospital because, you know, the germs that the kids have, and I was really, really, really sick, and it was scary. And his dad and my brother and my mom and my sisters, they would just tell him, you know, like, she's going to be fine and she's just not feeling good. And they just all kept trying to keep him busy and occupied so that he wouldn't worry. And actually, him and my brother and my dad, they all came and shaved their heads to support me.
That's great.
And which was really, really special. And
one thing that I tell parents is that being really honest is the best thing for children, because the imagination takes over and it's worse.
Yeah.
Right. So the fear and everything else. So how did you tell Tabe Tabe, can you answer this one? Let's have you answer this question.
Well, let me just say this
quick.
Yes. I'm sorry. So he was 6, but the hospital had books for kids. It says, like, my mommy has cancer, or my mommy lost her hair, like kid friendly books that they would read to him and to make him feel like, you know, she's sick. And this is how we would say it, because we didn't know how to tell him I had cancer.
No, no one knows how to talk about it. And I think
it was amazing books.
Right. And I think a lot of times parents are not sure exactly how to handle it. And so they try to, you know, it's just like when a parent is fighting, they don't want to say anything, but kids pick up everything.
Yeah.
And so, Tabe, do you remember the books that you read? Were they read to you?
Yeah. There was, I remember, also my dad and I, he was looking up like videos about cancer that he could show me to teach me more about it. Mm-hmm. And I remember that my dad and my grandpa said that that my mom was sick and she's gonna get better. So I didn't know that she had cancer. I didn't really know that much what cancer was.
I didn't either.
No, I mean, it's really hard. I mean, how do you explain something that is so big?
Yeah.
Right? And I think it's a hot topic to talk about, because, like, how do you explain something to children when you're changing? Your child is seeing this. And, you know, you mentioned already going to the hospital, putting a mask on. I mean, how'd that feel?
Yeah, it was really sad seeing her in when she was so sick. Whenever I was, like, walking right by the door, I had to put a mask on. Mm-hmm. And I had to be really careful around her.
Right. How about you, Baba June?
Same. I was scared. And I knew something is wrong before, but it never crossed my mind that it's going to be cancer. And but they gave us the news on the phone, and we all planning for a birthday party, and it was sad and really scary.
Right. And you were misdiagnosed, correct?
I was, yeah, for a long time.
And you were doing chemo for one, I could be wrong, but you were doing chemo for one diagnosis, or was it?
No, so I was misdiagnosed in Fresno, and then I had three chemos that I did there before I moved back to Orange County. Then I got treated at Cedars-Sinai. Right. The port that they put for my chemo, they had put it in the wrong place. So on top of being misdiagnosed, I was getting chemo in my liver the whole time I was there. And so when I moved back to Orange County and I had my first consult at Cedars-Sinai and I did like that, you know, rush surgery to fix it. Another thing was I was really healthy. I mean, I am pretty healthy.
No, you're
still
very healthy.
Yeah, I am. Like, I've never like done drugs, never taken a puff of a cigarette. I'm not really a drinker. I work out all the time. I eat good. And so the doctor, the oncologist in Fresno would literally laugh at me and said, huh, what a waste, you were so healthy. Well, fast forward, Cedars-Sinai, they couldn't even believe I was still alive after having this chemo and having the port in the wrong place. And my oncologist here, Dr. Rosenblum, who's amazing and I'm obsessed with and I love, who helped save my life, said, it's because you were so healthy that you were able to fight this and you're okay after like this mess up and the, you know, misdiagnosing, and you know you shouldn't be here like for all those reasons, but you are, and thank goodness you are healthy. So a different way to look at it, you know. But yeah, they messed up and anyways, I'm just really lucky and happy to be here to see this amazing boy and how he's trying to help out everyone in the world and sharing his love and his beautiful energy.
Well, he has a strong mother.
Yeah.
Let's give you a compliment here.
Thanks.
And the family support.
Oh, yeah.
No, right? I mean,
I remember at the hospital, like my dad would come and he would come and sleep on the bed with me in the hospital bed. And I would just cry to him and say, Dad, I don't want to die. You know, don't let me die. He's like, I'm not. Like, nothing's going to happen to you. And I was like, promise me, you know. And,
right.
And my
That's
brother
hard.
Would come. And it was really scary and really sad. And I didn't even understand cancer really for a long time. I was like, everything was pink to me because I just thought cancer was one thing, you know, and I saw this chart of a million different colors and I happened to be green,
right.
You know, so I didn't know all of that.
And how long have you been cancer free now?
Actually 4 years,
wow.
5 months. I'm not done.
Okay.
on March 14th, it'll be 4 years and 6 months. I'll be cancer free. Yeah, who's counting, right?
Not me. No,
I count the hours, the days. I celebrate every day, but every month I really. And 14 has always been my lucky number, my favorite number, and it happened to be the day that I became cancer-free.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's like really a lucky number.
It is, yeah.
Do you have a penny from 1914?
I have.
By the way, if you are just now tuning in, Tabay collects pennies.
Yes.
So, and he also teaches yoga classes, and all money is donated to children who have cancer.
Yeah. 100%.
Except the pennies.
Yeah, except for the pennies. He keeps those for himself.
And he's literally looking out. He were just at the vending machine, and he thought he saw a penny in there. And he's like, wait, somebody left something in there. Oh, it's a dime.
But he did find a penny on the ground. It just was the wrong year.
Right. Okay, what year is it that we're looking for? I'm looking for you.
1909.
Okay.
I thought that was the oldest penny. But then I forgot that there was the other ones. It goes all the way back to 18-something, but those ones are really hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
1909 is the oldest wheat cent. And from 1909 to 18-something, it is the Indian head penny.
Wow. We have a caller. So
right.
Are you ready?
We're ready. Mm-hmm.
We have an Amy on there.
Oh.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hi, Mugany.
We are missing you here.
I know. We wished you were here too, Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah. I wish I was there too, but just hearing you guys' voice makes me happy. So I'm so happy that you guys are there doing good stuff, and then with the yoga and helping cancer patients, I can tell you how happy I am for what's happening right now for you with all that thing, bad things happened before. So I don't want to talk about that.
Please but, do. That's
actually,
why we're
that's
here.
What, I was just about to ask you, Amy, if you could, you know, touch on the some of the what I was just saying, because I think that it's really important that everyone hears the story and everyone was part. It's everybody's story.
Is that okay if I cry?
That no, please do. It's yeah. It is.
Okay. The thing was that when we find out about Saha's cancer, it was my birthday, and then she made her entubee and Larry made a 6-layer cake for me, and then she got most beautiful stuff for me, and I'm trying to open it up, and her doctor calls and said that, you know, you were right, Saha. It wasn't arthritis, neck arthritis, or cold or something. It is cancer. And can you imagine as a mom, as a mom, how would you feel like you're celebrating your birthday and she just heard something bad like that about her life? So it was a bad time, really sad and very scary, very scary for all of us. And I can tell how scary it would be for Sahel, because she's the one hurting you and she's the one who has to deal with that. But it was a tough time for me when I was taking some of the classes that he used to go when she was in the hospital. And then he, with his beautiful eyes and sweet smile, looks at me and I go, you know what? I'm tired of being your displaced kiddo. I'm getting old. Your mom has to come in and do it. She goes, yeah, just tell her. I said, I will. So it was pretty hard for me to be in her place, in those places that she used to go and take pictures and help other people, even though she wasn't a yoga teacher. But she would say, oh, she can, you know, if you don't have a babysitter, let your kid come and stay with today. It's okay. Or things like that. So we all went through a hard time, very hard time, especially Sahel. She, not only she got the cancer, she went to the hospital. They did a lot of wrong stuff with her body for treatment. And then we had to bring her out, bring her to Sierra-Steiner. And then thank God that all those days are bad, but in the bag. So I'm so glad that everything is okay now. But one more thing that I'm going to say, I hope that you guys don't laugh at me, but when I used to go to the hospital and stay with her, you know, changing turns with Larry and Michael, I had to come in and get some stuff for in the morning for today's school. I was at the grocery store, and then I tried not to cry when I see her. I was just really up, you know, lifted and just talking about, you know, soon you're going to be out, everything's going to be fine, and hold myself not to cry. But so driving, and I cried, and I got to the store, and I got this stuff, and I was about to pay for it, and I cried so much that I couldn't find my wallet and my money. So the lady thought that I don't have money to pay for groceries.
And that's why you're crying.
She was about to call the manager. She goes, it's okay, honey. We can take care of it. I said, well, take care of it. And then I'm cleaning my eyes and wiping my tears. And she goes, well, if you don't have the money. I said, no, it's not that. I'm just going back to the hospital that my daughter, my baby, is sick, and she had cancer. She goes, oh, my gosh. But she turned around before the manager comes, and he gave me a hug. And I paid for it.
Mom, remember you said, I'm your tiger, remember?
And after that, I mean, so many other things turned out that she just, you know, like a tiger. I call her my little tiger.
No, so, she is, for sure. And same with her baby today. Right. I mean, look at them both.
Thank you, Mom.
I love you.
Love you, Mom.
Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, sure.
Love you.
Bye. Love you guys. Bye.
Okay, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you for calling.
Well, that brought some tears to my eyes.
Yeah, me too.
Wow.
Ooh, it's hard going back there.
No, it is. But I think, you know, it's your story.
Yeah.
And it's really important to share the story.
Oh, for sure.
Because there's so many people out there right now that are feeling alone or they're not sure, you know. And, and you know, they're listening to doctors and they're listening to things. And, you know, I talk to families all the time and, you know, they see a psychologist, they see a psychiatrist. And if it doesn't feel right, what they're saying, what behavior plan you're coming up with or what you're going to do, it probably isn't right.
That's right.
And you have to go to a couple people maybe to that finally that get your child. But just because they have, you know, certain letters after their name just makes them this amazing thing when that's not accurate.
Right.
Right. So it's that chemistry and how you feel when you're with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, the fact that you were misdiagnosed and for 8 months.
Yeah.
Right.
Had I been diagnosed early on, it would just be a quick surgery and I'd be good. I wouldn't have had to have that intense chemo and, you know, not be able to walk for, you know, months and be as sick as I was. And
right. And, and there are pictures. So is there any way that you can send me some pictures and we could put them on the Parenting with Vanessa Cologne on there? Because I would like to have that because there's definitely pictures. And I mean, you were really
tiny. Yeah, I was 100 pounds. I was like, it was horrible. I was so frail and I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't eat. I couldn't walk. I couldn't talk. The other day, I have to tell you, we were at a restaurant, me and my mom, my dad, and San Clemente, and there was a lady who was sitting next to us with her parents. And I kept trying to ignore it, but when she was speaking, it reminded me of my voice, like because of the tumors where they were. I couldn't breathe. So for a long time, I was talking like this. I couldn't talk more. And she was speaking like that, and it just took me right back to there, and I couldn't eat my food. I was like, I just had those feelings again of just being like, you know, scared and like where I couldn't talk because I couldn't breathe. And my mom and dad are like, just ignore it. Just don't. I'm like, and she keeps talking and I can't. Like, I don't have headphones. Okay. And it was another thing that I had forgotten about that I remember, like, whoa, like that was me. And I just looked at her like, I hope she's not sick. I mean, but she didn't look sick. But that's another thing. Everyone kept looking at me and saying, you didn't look sick. You look good. And I'm like, it's not about how you look. It's how you feel. Because if you saw a picture of me 2 weeks before that, I was in Hawaii with my dad and my friends in Tabe wearing a dress. And, you know, from what everyone said is, wow, you look so pretty and you look so healthy and so good. And that night I passed out in our room.
Oh, in Hawaii?
In Hawaii. And even there, the ambulance came, the paramedics came, and they, you know, did their little test that they put on your finger. And they're like, well, according to this, it's 99. You're perfect. Your oxygen level is great. Maybe you have anxiety. And my dad was like, no, not my daughter. Like, not her. The next morning, I passed out again. They took me to the urgent care in Hawaii. And she said, oh, you have a severe left inner ear infection. So this is another...
For vertigo. So you passed out. You know, that's the thinking, right?
And it wasn't that. But anyway, so I just want to tell everyone, if you're feeling anything, go to 5 different doctors and see what they say. Because...
And it's okay to Google. I talked to a lot of doctors that get frustrated.
Yeah, but
I did. Like WebMD, you're getting the wrong diagnosis. But
take it and show the doctor. Hopefully that doctor will look into it more at least.
Right.
You know, but everything happens for a reason. And, you know... I'm here.
And then how are your friends and family? I know your family was really supportive. And, you know, I lost my dad to cancer when I was 21. And it was, you know, within 3 months, him being diagnosed to passing away. And I remember feeling like, wow, no one's calling. And everyone just kind of disappeared. And I know that I'm 21 at the time. And most people don't know what to say or do. And I just kind of want to touch on that.
Yeah.
Because I think that's important you know... It's okay to just be present and not talk about it. And how do you do that? But I feel like running away, too, if you don't know what to say, it's almost like, I don't know what to say, and just saying that, too.
Yeah, that's actually
important, right?
You know?
And I've talked to other people, because I have a couple people right now that are actually battling breast cancer, and it's like, don't ask me if you can come over or what you can do. Just tell me you're coming over at this time. Don't ask me, oh, do you need a ride? Because I'm probably going to be too tired to call, right? So, see, I'm going to pick you up at this time, and I'm going to do X, Y, and Z.
Right.
So what was helpful for you?
Well, I spent a couple months in the hospital, so I actually wasn't, you know, I didn't need a ride anywhere. That was the first part of it until I got stronger, but then I got a little apartment in Santa Monica so I could be close to Cedar Sinai for the second part. But I had a really good support system for my family, And there were some people who didn't call that I thought I was closer to, that I was surprised. It didn't call me at that time. But afterwards, you know, fast forward a year or 2 years later, and, you know, they apologized that they just didn't know what to say and they were sad and scared. And, you know, I just, you know, I'm not going to judge them for it. Everyone, you know,
not
has their own thing, you know.
Right?
Yeah, but I was like, you know, just let me know that, you know, you still care about me. But then I had like a cousin who I hadn't spoken to, or not that we were not close, but, you know, she has her kids, her husband. She lives in Utah. She moved from Iran. And she came with her husband and her two kids. They drove from Utah every weekend.
Wow.
And to visit and to stay with me and take turns. And then to have their kids play with Tabe to keep him company. And then I have my best friends, Bahar and Kip. They came every, they drove every weekend after work on Friday from Irvine. And they would drive to Fresno. And same thing, they would take turns staying with me at the hospital while their daughter, who's Tabe's age, you know, would be at the house with them, or they'd help my parents around the house just doing different things. And then my brother was there all the time. I have another cousin who was there all the time.
It's really nice to have that family support. That's huge.
And then I had a friend who actually became very close with her during this time. She worked as an assistant at the place where I went for my orthodontist. And, you know, on Facebook, you see different, you know, you see my posts and or, you know, whatever. And she kept texting me and calling me and trying to come see me. Her name's Danielle. And I would just say, no, I can't have any visitors, or no, I'm too tired, or no, I'm too sad. And so one day she just showed up. She's like, she texted, she's like, I just, FYI, I'm making that 4-hour drive. I'm coming to see you. I don't care what you say, even if it's for 2 minutes. I just want to say that I've been there. And it helped me so much seeing her and having her be there. And I just really appreciated that, because I want it. I mean,
you don't know how to ask, right?
Yeah,
it's like you don't know how to ask for.
Yeah,
I want this, and I totally get that. You're like, and can someone just kind of read my mind? But at the same time, I don't know what I want.
Yeah,
but I know I want something.
Right.
So what is that?
Well,
and what does that look like?
And that's another thing. At the beginning, you know, I was in such denial, and I didn't understand like the depth of what was happening. And then I remember the first call was my cousin, who was my best friend growing up. And she called me, and I just said hello. And I hadn't said any, I didn't tell anyone. So apparently my parents told, you know, my dad's brother, my uncle. And then so his daughter called me. She just started bawling on the phone, and I just started crying. And then she was a big part of like my recovery. She was there all the time for me, and even like helping me get to Cedar Sinai, and, you know, helping push me to move back to Orange County. And going to be treated at Cedars-Sinai. And we had the best memories growing up as kids. And Tibby actually loves hearing her childhood memory stories. But she was there for me, too. Like, everyone that was there was really there for me. And
that's
it
great.
Helped me out more than I thought. Because me, I was like, close the blinds, close the shutters. I don't want anyone here. I want it to be dark. I'm sick. I'm scared. But anytime anybody was there, it really helped me. And I was
just being there.
Yeah. And so I just feel like I know, because I get like that. Like, if someone is sick, I don't know what to say or do.
That's hard.
Just say, you know what? I'm sorry. Or talk to my family. Tell them so that they can pass the message on. You know what I mean? Everybody who's sick, everybody wants that love and support, even if they think they don't. It really helped me.
And one of the things, I have a mentor and someone who's very close to me right now. One of the things she always, what she would tell me was, don't ask me how I'm doing. Ask me how I'm doing today.
Yeah.
That's what I need. Don't ask me how I am. And sometimes I don't want to talk about the cancer. I don't want to talk about anything, but just ask me, how am I today? And I'll answer that.
Yeah.
Because right now what I have is today. And I don't know what else is next.
Yeah.
So, but that just really got me thinking about language and how we're communicating with one another. And just those simple things go so far, right?
Absolutely.
And, you know, the fact that, you know, your story now is your recovery after 30% and being misdiagnosed and mistreated, and then talking to different people, and then having that support system is huge. And then right now, look what, I want to talk about how you got into yoga, first off.
Yeah.
Because when I met you, you were 1 year cancer-free. And
was I even that?
I think it was 1 year. I think we said it was like 1 year, three weeks or something.
Yeah.
I think he calculated
it.
And you
sounds
know,
right.
And I met Sahel Entebbe at my Yaz Yoga teacher training when I was doing it, and you didn't have a child care. And you're like, can I bring my kid? And I'm like,
I refuse to have child care.
Well, okay, there you go.
Know.
Now I know what's actually happening.
My child care is my mom, my dad, and his dad. If they're not available, that's my child care.
No, but now I know. You're like, wait a second, I can't do it. So you came in, and I was like, what is this kid going to do? It's 10 hours of, like, I don't know what, lots of yoga talking, and it's for kids who have autism, so it's, you know, a lot of theory and whatnot. But, you know, you came in there today with a smile. You were interactive. You were part of the group. You participated in everything.
You did.
Got your first certification, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
First of a few.
And then you went on from there, which is amazing. But I want to talk about your first certificate, 200 hours out. Talk about this. Because going from being so weak and slowly coming back to not being able to walk, you know, how has yoga, like, helped you?
Well, it helped me a lot in so many ways. So before cancer, I had never done yoga. I was, you know, into Pilates. So I was like, oh, I'm never going to do yoga. I'm a Pilates girl. It's not my thing. Because I had this image of yoga that you just are in a room, quiet, your eyes are closed, and no thinking. And that's not who I am. And so my friend at the time wanted me to connect with her teacher because she had, her mom had passed away from cancer and her sister was going through it. So she just wanted us to connect and so I can have that support. And the day that I met her, when I walked into her space, she had these like 8 like super yogis in class, and she was about to start her first day of teacher training, 200 hour. And remember, this is like a foreign language to me, and I'm two weeks cancer free, and I could barely walk on my own.
Right.
So very, very weak. She said, you know what? I think you're here for a reason. I think it's meant to be that you take this, you know, course. And then everyone else there, they were like really supportive and just stay. And I was like, I can't even like spell yoga. Like what? Like this really is like a foreign language. But I stayed and I did it and I got stronger and stronger. And it was a great experience. I was able to walk. I wasn't so sad and scared anymore. And here I am.
Well, thank you so much. And you guys, we're listening to Parenting with Vanessa Colon. And we have Sahel Entebbe Atkins, the youngest certified yoga instructor in America, with Baba Jung, amazing grandpa. We'll be back. We're going to continue on and talk about how yoga helped both of these wonderful individuals. Come back soon.
Thank you.
You're listening to Parenting with Vanessa Colon on Talk Radio 790 KABC. If your child is acting out and you're feeling you're losing control, we are here for you, live. So get on the phone and call us now at 1-800-ABC-KABC. 1-800-222-5222. That's 1-800-222-5222. Stay tuned.
This show furnished by Colon Family Services.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
Blinds are one of those things I thought I'd never buy online. But that was before I found Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing. Shipping is free, and their professional designers gave me a free online design consultation, helping me pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds for every room.
Now through February 28th, get up to 25% off site-wide at Blinds.com with promo code HOME. That's Blinds.com, promo code HOME, for up to 25% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mayor Eric Garcetti remembers growing up in L.A.
I'm a fourth-generation Angelino, someone who grew up feeling safe biking on the streets of the San Fernando Valley, someone who played in Encino Little League, someone who piled into the Chevy station wagon on the weekends, you know, the kind with the wood paneling on the side, to grab a chili burger at Tommy's with my parents and my sister, and, well, if we behaved, maybe a soft serve from Carvel. It was a simple kind of life, but it was the kind of life that we all dream of.
Mayor Garcetti brings this experience to work every day as mayor.
We created jobs, We raised the minimum wage, and we cut our city's business taxes and passed a tax credit, bringing film jobs back to LA. Together, we've made progress. Together, we can make a lot more.
Eric Garcetti for Mayor on March 7th. Paid for by Garcetti for Mayor 2017. Additional information is available at ethics.lacity.org.
If you're keeping people up at night with your snoring, that's disrespect. What you need to do is get this fixed. Get a Zyppa at ZYPPAH.com, Zyppa.com. Now, why do I know what I'm talking about? Because I've been in your shoes. I was snoring so loud, my new bed was on the couch. I decided to do something about it, all right? You could do this too. Go to Zyppa now, buy it, and stop the snoring. That's ZYPPAH.com, Zyppa.com. Are you sitting there sleeping on the couch? That's terrible. You're supposed to stay close. You're supposed to have that pillow talk, watch the television shows that you like. But no, you're sitting there by yourself on a couch because you snore. So what you got to do is get a Zyppa at ZYPPAH.com, Zyppa.com. That's ZYPPAH.com, Zyppa.com. That's ZYPPAH.com. Happy Z spelled backwards.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
Blinds are one of those things I thought I'd never buy online, but that was before I found Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing. Shipping is free, and their professional designers gave me a free online design consultation, helping me pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds for every room.
Now through February 28th, get up to 25% off site-wide at Blinds.com with promo code HOME. That's Blinds.com, promo code HOME, for up to 25% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Who's this?
Our favorite afternoon talk show host.
Coming up on The Next Drive Home with Jillian Barbary, John Phillips will tell you everything that happened at the Oscars, including who hates Trump the most.
And we'll tell you how many therapists were dispatched to help those poor, poor actors who make millions of dollars. They didn't win a trophy.
I'm crying here.
Live and local right after Dr. Drew and Mike Catherwood right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Parenting with Vanessa Colon on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Whether your child has autism, sensory integration, ADHD, anxiety, or any other issue, and you're feeling at a loss with your child's behavior, this is the show for you. Vanessa has helped empower many parents with tools to improve their parenting skills, and she is here to help you too. To get on the air live with your question or comment, call now, 1-800-ABC-KABC. That's 1-800-222-5222. 1-800-222-5222.
Good evening. You are listening to Parenting with Vanessa Colon. So we have on here Sahel and her son, Tabay Atkins, a yoga certified yoga instructor. I love it when you guys do that, by the way. All right, Papa June, your turn. Say hello. So our topic of conversation has been around cancer and Sahel's story, and then also how yoga has helped the family and what you guys are doing now with it. You have a yoga studio, which I took Tabea's class. Mm-hmm. What was it? 2 weeks ago now? 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, around that.
Yeah, this is your second time on the show, which mm-hmm. is awesome. And I also want to go over a little bit where how I met you guys, which was when Sahel called me for, she told me, now I just found out that she really, like, doesn't have babysitters, which is great, but she called to see if you can attend my Yaz Yoga teacher training, which is yoga education for autism spectrum. And I said, of course. And here we are now, 3 years later, and both of you are now 200 mm-hmm. hour.
Yep.
Right. And
I've got like a million hours.
You know, you got to keep taking the trainings. Though. You got to keep going and just keep
no,
moving
I'm done.
Through
Actually,
it.
I'm going to be having my own training for Care for Yoga
yes.
coming this summer.
When is the date?
June 15th at our studio in San Clemente. It's Care for Yoga, C-A-R-E, the number 4, Y-O-G-A, all one word.
And guess what? I'm going to be there to support you.
She is.
I will be there.
I love that. Thank you.
And I'm also doing another training in Santa Monica, which is going to be March 18th. And you're coming, right, Tabea?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we need to do a recap, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to talk to you about a couple schools that I teach at. And I'm asking that you come up to the Bay the first week in April. Are you down?
What?
To come teach.
Sorry. Like,
well, what's going on over there? No, so you're coming down. So I've actually talked to a couple schools, and they love to have you. And I teach middle schoolers, and then I also have my younger kids. Would love to have you come out and talk to them about your process and what you do and how yoga's helped you, especially, you know, with what you went through with your mother. Are you down to come in? Are you going to
yeah,
do this?
Yeah, I would love to come.
Yeah? Okay. Then I'm going to actually make that the date. And your spring break is when? April?
April 1st to...
The 9th.
The 9th? Okay. Well, you guys...
our plan.
Oh, that's a short break.
Yeah, he's like, that's it.
I think that's the date. Yeah. You're we'll like, make it work.
And we'll have Grandpa come too, right?
Yes.
Why, Vanessa?
We need a babysitter because we're going out. The girls need to go out.
Oh, gosh.
So let's talk about let's go a little bit more into this. So, Tabea, I took your class. You're an amazing teacher.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Amazing. I actually don't teach adults. I don't really. Adults
I don't
scare
either.
Me. Yeah, adults scare me.
That's not my reason, but I just love kids too much.
I love kids, but I feel like with my dyslexia, my processing, my right becomes my left, my foot becomes my hand, and then you don't know what I'm going to say next, and it becomes a disaster class, and I really don't want the judgment towards me, which is probably my own issue. So I stick with kids, especially kids that have sensory issues or other stuff like that. So... let's go back. So you are teaching only adults, is that correct?
No, I teach kid classes, teen and tween classes, teen and adult classes, and I think that's it.
Right.
And he teaches everyone.
Yeah, but no. There's like different types of classes that I do for those ages.
Well, do you have a favorite yet?
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah, I have a lot. I like doing the adults, and I like doing the when I do the teen classes, and the kid classes, there's a lot of fun yoga games that we do. So that's also really fun. But the main classes I do is the teen and adult class.
And you're also teaching at your school, correct?
Yeah, I teach at my PE class.
Okay.
And we do yoga, and they're all really excited when I teach them.
That's awesome. And let me guess, Baba June too, right?
Yes.
I'm so proud of myself right
He's
now.
Now
saying
one of today's students.
Yes, this is awesome.
Just started.
Yeah. Are you enjoying it?
Yes, for sure.
Do you have a favorite pose yet?
you like the last part.
The one I fall down. Yes.
He likes Shavasana.
Yes. That's my favorite pose. Yeah. You know, I'm sorry, but like I gotta admit, yes, go on.
Shavasana is the only pose that you don't have to use your core.
Right, and I my core is not that great, so that actually makes sense why I like
it. Baba June is really good at that pose. The other day, Saturday, he was in Tabea's class, and I put him in like restorative poses because you know his back was hurting. And then, but he got into Shavasana, right. And then when Tabea got the whole class out of it, my dad was still there. He's like, I'm good here.
Yeah,
just walk over me by class.
Best pose.
Well, you know, when you're able to actually control the mind and have that chit, that as Tabea and I talked about earlier, like that chit chat, that internal thought process in your mind, when you can actually shut it down, which is so hard to do. It just becomes like, I don't want it to come back. And that's what I teach my middle schoolers. Like, how do you, when that chit chat comes, how do you actually bring awareness to stop it? Because those are those negative thoughts too, right?
Yeah.
Or what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Tabe?
Yeah.
Right. What do you tell people about that?
I tell them if there's, because it's really hard to control the thoughts that come in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them that if you have a bad thought about someone, then don't say it. And just try to forget it, because it's not really nice to say that, and it could hurt their feelings, and it could also hurt you.
Right. That's very true. We were just talking about that in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, so Sahel, and you are you working with individuals who have cancer?
I do. I have students that I do private lessons with. I'm certified to teach cancer survivors, cancer patients, and anybody that has cancer, had cancer, has a family member who has cancer, I don't charge them anything. So that is just kind of I just want to connect with them, because I didn't know yoga before cancer. And that was a big, big part of my recovery and where I am now. And a lot of people don't know that. So I want to, you know, help anyone that I can, not just cancer patients or survivors, but that is obviously very, very close to my heart. So I love to do that and to see people get stronger and not be as sad and scared.
Right. And then, so you're in San Clemente, correct?
I am, yeah.
And then how could people get a hold of you?
Well, they can go on my website, which is www.careforyoga.com, C-A-R-E, the number 4, Y-O-G-A.com. Also, we have a Facebook page, Care for Yoga. We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Tabay actually has a YouTube channel, Tabay Atkins Yoga, T-A-B-A-Y, Atkins, A-T-K-I-N-S. Yoga, Y-O-G-A. And
you didn't hear that. Tabay is yawning a little bit.
I have my classes at the studio that I own in San Clemente.
Yes.
Also, I teach at local elementary schools. I do privates at people's houses from San Diego all the way to L.A. And also when I travel, we have clients in Hawaii, in London, in Paris, Washington, Australia, pretty much everywhere.
And how far has your story gone?
Oh, everywhere.
Well, right. Well,
yeah.
You know,
well, we've
Rod called
on...
from the Rad Show, and he said he was in Egypt. Or where
yeah,
was he?
Egypt.
Was in
Egypt.
And, yeah, and he heard about you there.
Yeah.
So that was awesome.
And then Tabay's dad, Larry.
He called.
He met someone from Switzerland. They were visiting
Finland.
And they were talking about Tabay, and he's like, "Yeah, that's my son." And pretty much we look at the internet, and he's in the papers in Japan, in Austria, everywhere. I mean, it everything is in different language except for his name and his age, Tabay Atkins, and 11, and everything else we don't understand. But it's his picture doing yoga.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing. It's great that he, like, we want to help people out, and I love that Tabay has this passion that he wants to help everybody out, too. It's really amazing how many people we've touched. We didn't expect it to be this much, but I get flooded with emails and Facebook messages from people who have kids who have cancer, or they had cancer, and how our story has touched them so much.
Tabay, do you have a favorite email? That...
Yeah, it's the one that my... the teacher, my for the 200-hour certification, Shauna Meyerson,
mm-hmm.
And it was really nice, the one that she sent.
Yeah,
yeah, that was really. What did she say? Do you remember anything?
No, it was really long.
And it was really long, but she had a lot of beautiful things to say. But
yeah.
One thing popped out. Because I could tell you one thing that popped out for me.
What?
Was how her mouth dropped every single time. Yes, mm-hmm. Can you finish that one for me?
Yeah, after class, my jaw hurt from the many times that you made it drop.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because you were actually paying attention the whole time, but sometimes, mm-hmm. You know, kids, a lot of times, you know, people assume that if you're not looking at them, they're not paying attention, when it's actually the opposite. Where for me, if I'm looking at you, I'm not paying attention to you in the class.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm always looking down and doing things. And a lot of times that's how you take in information, right? So, but she said, like, your head would be down and she'd ask you a question and you'd be like, oh, there's the answer, and say it. So
yeah.
that's amazing. And I think that that is something that the 200 hours is no joke, by the way. So just anyone listening
really
right now. Yeah, it's super intense. And Shauna takes it very seriously. And she is a very true yogi, which is amazing. But what I wanted to say was that I'm very excited for the Yaz Yoga training.
Me too.
Right? And then also having you come up to my school, which is KFS School in San Francisco. And we have also David in this room right here, who is part of my distance learning program. So I'm actually homeschooling him. And so he is going to be taking your class.
Awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah? All right. So the question I have is, what pose? Do you want to put him in a pose right now?
Okay.
Should I put him on the spot? Come on over, David. Let's see. Talk him into something.
Okay.
Can you hear it? David, can you hear him? Tabea's going to put you into something. So let's follow his directions, okay?
Okay, so I'm going to do eagle pose.
Okay.
Now wrap your right leg around your left leg. And if you can't wrap it all the way around, then you can use your foot as a kickstand. Then wrap your right arm around your left arm. Bringing your palms together, and lift your elbows off your chest, and squat down in as low as you can get.
Beautiful.
That's really nice.
Really good job! Wow! Yay!
You did it. Yes. And can I tell you that is one of the hardest poses that you said it's hard to teach, right?
Yeah. I just did it too.
Yeah, you got to balance out. So one thing about yoga is that you have to be able to balance both sides. So if you're going to do the right side, you have to do the left side.
Yeah.
You can't be doing one side or you're going to be walking around not very balanced, and that's not fun, right?
Right.
And you want to make sure you're mentally there. David, that was awesome, by the way.
Good job,
David. Thank you very much.
And job, Teacher Tabea.
Right? That's a hard one to do because it's like, how do you explain your hands and your arms and everything going? Do you have another pose that you like to teach?
I have a pose that I really like, but I don't really teach it that often because it's a little bit challenging.
You did on Saturday. You did a great job teaching it.
It was, but the another one, it's side crow.
I can't even do crow. We talked about that before. And I saw you on the doctor show. I mean, you went into that headstand like no one's business.
Right.
I was like, whoa.
Didn't you see Dr. Travis was like, whoa.
He's like, I don't know if I can do that one. And you're like, well, I got an easier one. And then you went to side crow, and I was like, and he just was like, the other person next to him, like, let's try tree. Can we try something a little bit easier? Yeah.
Even that, he was putting his foot on his knee. He did it wrong. Okay. Oh.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Listen, it's been wonderful having everybody here.
Thank you for having us. Yeah. We love you so much. We love your show. You're amazing.
Thank you.
And please follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and my YouTube channel, Tabea Atkins Yoga. TabeaAtkinsYoga. Tabea Atkins Yoga.
And for more information on Tabea and myself, you can visit our website, www.careforyoga.com. CARE4YOGA.com.
And if you want more information on me, because I do a lot of different things, and we have a yoga training coming up for children who have autism and behavioral issues coming up, you can check me out at Vanessa, VANESSA, Cologne, KAHLON.com. It's VanessaCologne.com. And next week we have a little bit more yoga coming on. And we're really looking forward to... Whoa, whoa, whoa. I just got a note. I found a 1982 dime. Nice. Okay. Well, I can't wait.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you guys
Namaste.
So much. Namaste.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome. Bye.
Really. That was hilarious.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vanessa.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.